The Federal Reserve Bank of New York says new research shows there are more than 6 million Americans age 50 and older still paying off student loans, totaling $133 billion. Of course, some of these adults have co-signed a loan with a child, but some are trying to pay their own loans that go back decades. Many of them are delinquent, and it's not uncommon for people, even into their 80s, to be harassed by debt collectors or to see their Social Security checks or paychecks garnished. We have some stats from a nonprofit that helps students. In 2008 alone, the U.S. Department of Education, through the Treasury, garnished $62 million from the Social Security checks of retirees to pay for defaulted federal student loans. This is happening while there's a partisan battle over how to keep interest rates for new federal student loans from doubling. And Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois is pushing legislation that would allow private student loan debt to be discharged in bankruptcy. Right now, even if you declare bankruptcy, you can't discharge student loan debt, private or government. Sandy Barnett of Illinois joins us. Sandy, you're 58. Do we understand you are still struggling to pay off student loans from the 1980s?
Yes.
How did this happen? This was grad school debt that you acquired in the 80s. What happened? Why couldn't you pay it off?
The year I graduated, you could practice as a licensed counselor. However, my field was clinical psychology and not just counseling. And you couldn't practice as a clinical psychologist with a master's. You had to have a PhD. Mm. So I taught, and I taught part-time for 9 years, at the local junior college, but never attaining a tenure or a full-time position that would increase my salary over, let's say, $5,000 to $8,000 a year as a part-time teacher.
Yeah. The loan that you took out for grad school is about $21,000, again, so you could pursue a master's degree in clinical psychology. This is in the 80s. You had work, but it never paid more than $25,000 a year. You started to fall behind on your payments, so now I'm assuming that you're gathering fees and penalties.
Many.
Yeah.
My student loan debt now is $53,000.
Oh, my gosh, from what was $21,000.
Correct.
Well, and by the way, who is your lender? Was it a private bank? Was it the government?
Most of it was the Pell Grant and the Staffordshire loan.
These are Stafford loans, Pell Grants for moderate and low-income students.
Right.
Yeah. And along the path to this $53,000, your husband died.
Correct. He died in 2003.
Yeah. So you're really getting hit here. $53,000. What is happening to you? Are you having payments garnished?
Yes, I am. They're taking 15% of my pay each week, and I get paid every 2 weeks, and that results in about $650 to, let's say, $725 every 2 weeks that I get.
That's got to hurt. You're working as a customer service representative, so you have a job, but that much money out every 2 weeks, what effect has that had?
I managed to pay my lot rent. I live in a 1986 mobile home. I pay my gas, my electricity, my telephone, my insurance. And then it's an option of whether I'm paying gas to get back and forth to work or do I eat.
Well, and we understand that after your husband died, you did file for bankruptcy. But as we said, that you can't lose this student debt in bankruptcy.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, after we mentioned on the air that we were going to be talking to you, we heard from a nonprofit called American Student Assistance. They're based right here in Boston. They help people manage higher education debt. They say you can appeal garnishments based on financial circumstance, that you can go back to loan holders. They might remove the garnishment order after you make a certain number of voluntary payments. Have you tried to renegotiate this loan with your lender?
I applied for hardship and they denied me.
Oh, so you did apply to your lender saying that you had hardship and they denied you.
Correct. Well, because I can't make the payment they want.
How much were they asking?
Well, they want like $400 or $500 a month payment. And I just can't do that. I mean, I don't have that kind of money.
We understand you don't have running water.
My kitchen faucet is broken down. I don't have running water in my kitchen. I have a washer-dryer, but the pump's out of the washer, and the dryer's got a heating element out of it. I've got plywood floors so I don't fall through the front room floor. I got glasses this spring, but it took me 3 months at $20 a month to get the $60 to get the glasses that I needed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's just useless. It's just useless.
And it sounds like, in some ways, so was your education. I mean, do you find yourself thinking you didn't even get the job that this, you know, $21,000 in student debt was supposed to pay for?
Right. I wish I'd never went to graduate school. I mean, I truly do, because I can't get a job at McDonald's, and I have tried because I have a graduate degree. It has been more of a liability. It has been a total liability than any sort of advantage.
Do you understand, Sandy, that people might be saying, yeah, this is just a terrible story, and yet, you know, you took out the loan. I mean, should the lenders just let you default on what was $21,000 but it's now $53,000?
I don't think that loans should be given for programs that you can't get a job to pay the loans back.
Well, and there is a push in Congress to make colleges, especially online colleges, base their federal funding on their success in getting students jobs. It sounds like you'd be in favor of that.
I had an interview last fall at a college about 90 miles away to teach. I'm still trying to get that tenure position to teach somewhere.
Yeah.
And I have an education. I would love to use it. I have a ton of variety of experience. I feel real lucky I have a job. Don't get me wrong. It's not like I want to quit the job and just live off the state. I don't want things just given to me, but I don't think things should be promoted for me to take with the expectation that I'm going to be able to give it back because of such a wonderful thing that's going to happen to me by getting an education.
That's 58-year-old Sandy Barnett of Illinois, who the education she's speaking of was in the grad school in the late 80s. She took out a $21,000 loan to get a master's degree in clinical psychology. She never got the job, and that loan is now ballooned to $53,000. Sandy, best of luck to you.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate talking with you.